Hello and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Vayetchanan. In this week's Parsha, we begin with Moshe begging Hashem to reconsider his decision to prohibit Moshe from entering Eretz Yisrael. In one of the most tragic episodes in the entire Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu pleads with Hashem to allow him to fulfill his life's dream to enter Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah begins in this parsha in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayetchanan el Hashem ba'et ahi lemur. Hashem Elokim, ata hachilota leharot et avdecha, et godlecha vet yadcha chazaka, asher mi'el bashamayim uva'aretz asher yaasecha ma'asecha v'chigvurotecha. E'ebrana ve'ere et ha'aretz ha'tova, Asher be'ever hayarden, hahar hatov hazeh v'halavanon. Loosely translated, roughly translated, and says Moshe, and I begged Hashem at that time, saying, Hashem Elokim, you have begun to show your servant your greatness, etc. There's no God in heaven or on earth that can do like your works and your mighty acts. And then, Ebrana, let me cross over, please, and see the good land of Eretz Yisrael. Entering Eretz Yisrael was, after all, the entire reason that Moshe led Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. We have many, many examples of that in Chumash, in Tanakh, but even in our own Parsha, in Perek Vav, Psukim Chav Bet, Chav Gimel, the Torah, Moshe declares, Vayitein Hashem, ototu moftim gedolim v'ra'im b'mitzrayim b'faro v'chol beto le'inenu, v'yotanu hotzi misham, l'man haviotanu latet lanu et ha'aretz asher nishba l'avotenu. Says Moshe, and Hashem showed us signs, and he showed us wonders. Some of them were all gedolim, ra'im, b'mitzrayim. And in Pasuk Chav Gimel, v'yotanu hotzi misham, and he took us out of there so that he could bring us into the land of Israel. Unfortunately, Moshe's dreams could not be actualized. Due to his own actions and Hashem's meting out a stern punishment, as we read in Parshat Chukat, Moshe was, unfortunately, unable to end his life in the land of his dreams. One can ask a very simple question on the beginning of our parsha. Why did Moshe beg Hashem now? We read, Vayetchanan el Hashem ba'et ahi lemor. And I begged, said Moshe, I begged Hashem at that time. What happened at that time specifically that induced Moshe to beg Hashem to enter Eretz Yisrael? In order to understand the timing of this request, we have to look at the context a little bit more. It's important, first of all, to remember that Moshe's inability to enter Eretz Yisrael had such a profound impact on Bnei Yisrael that it was felt, Moshe's lack of entering was felt and remembered centuries later. For one example, the Gemara at the very end of Masechet Ketubot on Kuf Yud Bet Amud Aleph, the last daf of the Gemara of Masechet Ketubot, relates one such repercussion of Moshe's not entering Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says something outstanding, really tremendous Gemara, as is every Gemara. Rabbi Zeira, says the Gemara, Kuf Yud Bet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Zeira, the Gemara has many examples talking about Rabbi Zeira making aliyah, moving from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And here this Gemara is telling us literally when he literally crossed into Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zeira ki havi salik le'Eretz Yisrael lo eshkach mabra le'me'evar. The Gemara says that when Rabbi Zeira went finally to Eretz Yisrael, he was unable to find a ferry to cross the river. Nakat, says the Gemara, Nakat b'mitzra v'ka'avar. And Rabbi Zeira could have waited till the next day. 12 hours, 6 hours. But he didn't wait. Instead, he took Nakat b'mitzra V'ka'avar. He took some kind of, he started climbing across some kind of rickety rope bridge. And there was a tzduki who was sitting there. And this is going to be important. It wasn't just anybody. It was a tzduki. A tzduki who only believed in Torah Shebichtav. So, Amar Leha Hutzduki said this tzduki who was sitting near this and seeing this whole experience of Rabbi Zeira crossing the bridge instead of waiting. Says, Ama Paziza. He said, what an impetuous, what a wanton nation. The Kadmitu Pumaichu Leudnaichu Akati Vipazitaichu Kamaitu. Said the tzduki, this nation, these Jews, always put your mouth before your ears. That's literally what it means. Kadmitu pumaychu leudnaychu. This nation, you put your mouth before your ears. Rashi says, when you said na'asa before nishma at Har Sinai, your mouth before your ears. You should have waited. You should have heard what Hashem had to say. But no, you said na'asa before nishma. And said the tzduki, and you're still impetuous. Why would you take, Rabbi Zeira, why would you take this flimsy, dangerous bridge to cross the Yarden when you could have, I am assuming it's the Yarden, why would you take this rickety bridge when you could wait and cross safely? Amar Lei, Rabbi Zeira turns back to the tzduki and says, Duchta de Moshe vi Aharon lo zachula, ana miyemar de zachinala. Said Rabbi Zeira, I am rushing to a place that Moshe and Aaron did not merit to enter. Who says I will merit entering? This inspirational Gemara puts our own lives into perspective. In today's miraculous world, we can get on a flight and be in Eretz Yisrael only hours later. With relative ease, we can accomplish something that Moshe would have paid much, much more to accomplish. He begged to do what you and I can do in a matter of hours on a plane. How fortunate are we to visit Israel, to learn in Israel, to live in Israel? A question can be asked on this Gemara. Why did the tzduki compare Rabbi Zeira's seemingly impetuous and rash actions to Bnei Yisrael's declaration of Na'aseh V'Nishma? Why was it a tzduki? And why did he compare Rabbi Zeira's actions to Bnei Yisrael's declaration of Na'aseh V'Nishma? He maintained, said the tzduki, the tzduki maintained that both were decisions made without too much thought. But is there a deeper connection between the two? And we still have to get back to Parshat Vayetchanan. Why did it say Baitahi? Perhaps the answer to both of our questions can be found in yet another Gemara. A Gemara on Masechet Sota, Daf Yudal Rabban Aleph. The Gemara says as follows. Darash Rabbi Simlai. Rabbi Simlai expounded. Mipnei ma nitaveh Moshe Rabbeinu likaneis la'eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe desire to enter Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gemara, v'chi le'achol mipriyahu tzarich, what he was going to eat the amazing fruit of Eretz Yisrael. There are amazing fruit in Eretz Yisrael. Is that why he went? O lisboa mituva hu tzarich, or other goodness of the land. Is that what Moshe really wanted? There are beautiful, wonderful things in Israel. Is that what he wanted? Ela kach amar Moshe, harbe mitzvot nitzdavu Yisrael, ve'ein mitkaimin ela be'eretz Yisrael. There are many, many, many mitzvot atzluyot ba'aretz, said Moshe. And I want to ekanes ani la'aretz kedei sheyitkaimu kulan al yadi. Said Moshe that Bnei Yisrael received many mitzvot, and many of them can only be performed in Eretz Yisrael. Said Moshe, all I want to do is enter Eretz Yisrael so I can do that those mitzvot. That's Sota Yudal Rabban Aleph. Now we often focus on Eretz Yisrael as the homeland of the Jewish people, and it is, of course, our homeland. We often focus on Eretz Yisrael as being a safe haven for Jews around the world, and it is, of course, a safe haven for Jews around the world. We often focus on Eretz Yisrael as the national destiny of the Jewish people. And Eretz Yisrael is the national destination, the national destiny of the Jewish people. We often focus on Eretz Yisrael as the spiritual destiny of the Jewish people. And it is, of course, that as well. It's all these things. However, at this point in Moshe's life, he was focusing on another aspect of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the focal point. It is the geographic zenith of our religious fulfillment. It is there that we, individually and nationally, can more fully serve Hashem through His mitzvot. Like Bnei Yisrael at Har Sinai, who blindly accepted Hashem's Torah before knowing its content, which is what the Tzduki was making fun of. Like Bnei Yisrael, Moshe taught Bnei Yisrael that their interest in entering the land of Israel should not be limited to Jewish autonomy or all the other things which are very important, but their focus should also be on our Shmirat HaMitzvot in the land that is most suited for serving Hashem. Excuse me. And perhaps this explains and helps us understand why Moshe chose now, Ba'etahi, to beg Hashem to enter Eretz Yisrael. At the very end of last week's parsha, the last psukim of last week's parsha, the Torah says that Moshe gave selfless encouragement to his successor, to Yehoshua. You look in Perek Gimel, psukim chaf aleph, chaf bet, said Moshe, Ve'et Yehoshua tziveti ba'etahi lemor. There we have those words again, ba'etahi. Einecha haro'ot et kol asher asa Hashem elokechem, nishnei ha'malachim ha'ele, ken yaseh Hashem, l'chol ha'mamlachot asher ata over shema. Lo tira'um, ki Hashem elokechem, hu hanilcham lachem. At that time, said Moshe, way at the very last psukim of last parsha, at that time I gave Yehoshua instructions, and I said, your own eyes have seen all that Hashem has done to Sichon and Og. God will do the same to you, Yehoshua, when you enter Eretz Yisrael. Lo tira'um, don't fear them, since God is the one who will be fighting for you. And now we come to this week's parsha. It's the next psukim. After Moshe has encouraged Yehoshua, after he has prepared the nation that Yehoshua will be taking over, after Moshe has prepared Yehoshua that Yehoshua will be taking over, then and only then, Ba'etahi, can he beg to enter Eretz Yisrael without any other reason except for Moshe's desire to perform mitzvot. Moshe's desire to enter Eretz Yisrael was not related to his professional goals of being a leader. Let me be a leader. Let me come into Israel. I'll be in charge. No. Yehoshua's in place. Yehoshua's in charge. I, said Moshe, I want to enter Eretz Yisrael as a simple citizen. I want to be able to perform Hashem's mitzvot. And I want to serve Hashem in a way that I'm unable in the Midbar. Moshe did not need to be the leader of the Jewish monarchy in Israel. Never, ever do we see him asking that. He simply wanted to experience the Kedusha and perform the mitzvot there. By publicly encouraging Yehoshua, and only after publicly encouraging Yehoshua, does he beg to enter the land of Israel, and by that way, he shows them and he shows us where his real focus was. Moshe was unable to do what you and I take for granted. May we all merit to serve Hashem in the best way possible, in the best place possible, in Eretz Yisrael. Have a Shabbat Shalom.